Coming up on Roundabout, Toyota turns back the clock on race relations, the city of Chicago moves a mountain of cars, and our panelists play another game of Lie of the Beholder. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase, and by everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
And I'm Dave Sullivan here from Auto Pacific, here to analyze and scrutinize.
I'm Stephen Ewing from Autoblog.
I'm Michelle Naranjo from Auto Vitel.
Call me Poland, serving as a buffer zone between Dave and Michelle. I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And I'm producer Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 136, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, tongue twisters, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Well, circle the wagons, because we are back again, folks. Roundabout, another week. We're here. We've got a great lineup, a great panel of folks to talk about the stuff you want to hear, because that's why we're here. And we got Ben. He's back there in the control room doing his thing. But
Too many inputs.
But Michelle Naranjo herself has flown all the way out to Michigan, back east to Michigan, from Long Beach to be here. I understand that's why you made the journey.
Absolutely, to be with you.
To be here on the program. It's not just about me.
That's not what you told me.
No.
I thought it was always about Craig.
No. Well, it's about the program.
You told me there was that special weekend.
That was...
Because I got the nasty email saying I had to put you up in my place until the Love Nest was ready.
Oh, yes.
The Focus?
Yes.
That's why the windows are tinted.
Yes.
And the back seat.
Privacy tint. Yes, but we have got just an all-star cast here. Mr. Ewing, Michelle Naranjo, Dave Sullivan, the analyst extraordinaire, apparently. That's what he gets paid to do. Crunch the numbers.
Something like that.
Keyword anal.
Go focus on the ist.
Yes. But before we get rolling, we got a bunch of news stories and, of course, a couple segments after the break. Before we get rolling, got to let you know about something else that's coming up. It's a promo for ROAB Game Night. Please join us on August 28th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time at roundaboutshow.com. We'll be playing a massive game of Dungeons and Dealers with you. Yes, you, our loyal fans. It's going to be a call-in conference-type show. And you can jump in on video chat and do some major trash-talking. And we can see who find out who has the most profitable dealership. Who is going to sell?
Dungeons and Dealers!
I'm scared.
That's going to be on August the 24th at 8 p.m.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Friday.
Oh.
It's a
Friday. So be there or don't. But
be there for your Dungeons and Dragons.
You're it's dealers. You're running a dealership, Dave, all right?
It's a dungeon.
I think the other one's trademarked.
Dealer is a dungeon.
What would your dealership group be called, Dave?
Come back to me on that.
All right, what would your dealership group be called?
5 minutes.
Okay. What about you, Michelle?
What was mine called, Ben?
Steven?
Get back to me on that motors.
I don't remember what the name of mine was.
It was Kickshaw.
No, we'll have to ask our historian, Mud Monster, what the name of mine was.
You could say D-Bay Motors instead of eBay, and then it sounds too much like D-Bag Motors. So, never mind.
Oh, well, anyway, we got a lot of news to get through, and Michelle, you are starting things off. We've got the ball on the tee. We're at the tee box. We got to knock it down the fairway. Start things off.
I'm going to start it off with a little infographic that was sent to me from the Auto Insurance Center, which is about drivers under the age of 25 and why insurance is different than them. And the reason I pick this is because young Henrietta is in France, and when she returns this summer, I'm going to have to force her to learn how to drive, because this infographic is every reason why she really needs to learn how to drive. And
she's an American.
I know. She's going to be 19 in October. And according to this infographic, it says that she's not going to be considered a safe driver for 9 years. She's going to be 28 years old. Can you imagine? It's so weird.
It takes a decade of safety. Nine years. To become
proficient.
So you're
just getting there, right?
I know, right?
Right?
Hit that school bus twice. Does it count if you back into it? No,
your mom worked at the school where you went, so you carpooled with your mother.
She drove the bus.
Yes, she did. The safari van was the bus, right?
But I know, for
example, turtle top?
Stephen had problems for a while with press cars because you weren't 20.
Because I wasn't old enough.
You couldn't drive Scoobaroo.
Because of insurance stuff, I was not old enough.
Yeah.
So what's the issue here? Insurance companies are saying it takes 9 years, nearly a decade, 90% of a decade, in fact, to become a safe driver.
Absolutely.
Really? Has your daughter driven
at
all
now? I think it just sounds like justification to keep the insurance rates high.
Ding, ding, ding.
But for girls, it's not like that, is it, really, as much?
Girls, no, it should be.
I agree. But
I mean, you should see my sister park.
I bet Craig would like to see your sister park.
Whoa.
Is that a euphemism?
I don't know.
I'm not going to dig into that, but...
I'm going to let that one lie there. So, infographic, courtesy of Auto Insurance Centra.
Yes, it says that women are statistically safer drivers, and 73% of all people killed in car accidents are men.
Because the women are driving them.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny there, Dave. Sorry.
It's 1954.
Yes, it is. Do they have the vote yet?
No. Yeah?
No? Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. There's a suffering or something.
Suffrage,
like that.
But
yes.
It says that a married person will pay less than a single person with an identical driving record.
Now
so maybe I just need to get Henry
that's
married
because
off.
They think that you're going to take better care of yourself once you're married. Because somebody
that,
cares about
that
you.
That drives you to drinking, doesn't it?
Wait, is that true? So a woman keeps her looks and takes better care of...
No, that is not true.
Wow.
Mrs. Sullivan, if you're listening.
My wife's not watching. No. Yeah, my wife is banned from this.
Anyway, moving along, changing topics here.
Yes,
you know,
please.
I love old-time words and phrases, except perhaps these. You know, another day, another ethnic pejorative. Who's in trouble now? Well, according to Jalopnik, Michelle, Toyota is in a whole heap of hot water over the name it chose for one of its JDM models. The Port and Spade are miniature minivans with two sliding doors, which is for easy access in Japan's narrow parking spaces, though I'm not sure these would actually qualify for K-car status. I'm not certain on that. Mm. But you are a fan of the K-car.
I love K-cars.
They're very tiny. Anyway... Curiously, the company chose two separate names for basically the same product, so you figure that one out. What's all the fuss about? Well, apparently Spade is a Reconstruction-era racial slur. If you thought of playing cards or a small garden shovel, you're not alone. And I've got to ask, was this really worth posting? I, for one, am not offended. Are you? But if you want to be grievously off-put, you should check out the racial slur database. Just go give a search-a-roo for that, and you can find a whole list of all kinds of
bookmarks?
Bad things. Yes, it is. It's my homepage, actually. When I launch the web browser, it goes right to there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and always remember to have your pet spayed and neutered. And also remember another thing. When I typed spade, it was a pun. S-P-A-D-E. Anyway.
Oh, man, I corrected that. I thought it was S-P-A-Y-E-D.
That was you.
That was me.
You're the culprit.
At least you put the comma between Toyota and Jalopnik.
Did I? Yes.
Yeah, because...
Toyota Jalopnik.
It said, yeah.
So they're calling it Toyota Lopnik.
What, if Lopnik. You heard the name Spade, what comes to mind, Stephen?
Soap opera star could
Fox
be...
Fox. Dave. Mm-hmm. You know, 52 cards.
There you go. Yeah see?
Calling a spade.
What is... Exactly. What's the hullabaloo about here? Slow news day?
Maybe.
I'm looking, this Probably. Is my look of
I would never go there. I would only read Autoblog.
I know.
Where it's
know.
Never a slow news thing.
Right.
Because do you guys obsessively...
cover something?
Only when Zach's online.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, moving along, Dave. Another peripheral
so
site.
That other here. Site,
Who?
Hooniverse.
Who?
Yeah.
Actually,
I love Hooniverse.
I
have
too.
To throw that out there. I adore Hooniverse.
I love the angle of things that are covered there. So one of the more interesting things that they posted this past week was, who is your favorite spokesperson? And there were plenty of suggestions that I saw in the comments. But the thing that was, most of them were like from the 70s or whatever. And then, I'm starting to question the readership of Hooniverse and, maybe a slightly older crowd, minus Michelle. I have to say my favorite, if I had to think of a spokesperson that's not a person, would be the Trunk Monkeys. Those are classics.
Critter.
Yeah, those are the classics. I'm a big fan of the Trunk Monkeys, and I love watching those things on YouTube, and I wish they would come back. But my worst are is Mr. Opportunity.
Oh, the Honda guy.
The other one is that puppet named Doug from Ford.
Oh yeah, that's just terrible.
That sock puppet. I wanted to
look at the chimp.
Him.
Do you guys remember in that?
Dropping the duck.
It was terrible.
I can't remember if it was the late 80s or early 90s or mid 80s, something like that. But there was a series of Chrysler Group ads where Tina Turner was their spokesperson. Oof. And there were these terrible ads that have the car in like a purple backlit room, and she would walk on with her heels and say something sexy and walk off. Or like there was one where like there's like seven businessmen in a Sundance and they all get out, and she's like, you know, like, oh, I can fit seven men. And
now I'm gonna have someone look for on YouTube tonight.
It's really good though.
I have to look for that.
Who's Tina Turner?
What about Winnebago Man?
Yeah,
I watched that for the first time.
Really?
I saw it in the comments. Oh my god, this is hilarious. The guy's quite an ornery cuss. He's like a Sullivan, but selling stuff, you know? Winnebago's. Mm-hmm. Steven!
Hey!
Moving on.
All right, we'll move on. So it's no secret that the Chevrolet Aveo came from a very dark period in General Motors' small car strategy. Frankly, it sucked. But one Canadian Aveo owner has given his car a touch of class by adding various Jaguar bits to the front fascia and side panels, turning his miserable subcompact into, well, a miserable subcompact with some tacked-on shiny things. So don't try passing this one off at your local Concours d'Elegance.
Concours. Will you be at the Concours?
This weekend.
Sunday.
Oh. If we wake up.
You planning on overdosing, or?
It's Saturday night the day before.
If we wake up,
I'm Fago.
It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid.
So.
Yes, it's a family program.
Who knows? Michelle will make us go to the back to the Sugar Shack.
I'm gonna be there, guys, with the early Ford V8 Club of America. I'm going to be driving a car.
At the Sugar Shack?
No.
means he'd have to do something
social. Inn at St. John's.
Oh, right.
It's a golf course.
Where's that? That's Plymouth?
Plymouth.
It's Plymouth. Yeah.
Oh, I don't go to the burbs.
Oh.
He only stays in the D.
Mm-hmm. Michelle.
You can go.
We won't tell him we're in the burbs right now.
I mean, McCraw probably has to see it.
Oh, yeah.
McCraw! Anyway, which lasts longer, Michelle?
Well, I'm obviously an expert in this area, right? AutoMD, an auto repair website, revealed after a recent survey that 78% of people are planning on keeping their cars at least 10 years. MarketWatch points out that while this parallels the new extended life expectancy of contemporary cars, which are staying on the road nearly 11 years on averages, marriages only last, on average, 9 years or less now. In the age of using the internet to shop for your new cat, to buying a car or using it to find your match online by using Facebook to hook up with old flames or stalking people on Plenty of Fish.
Craig.
It seems that part of the new dating strategy might have taken on the planned obsolescence of the cars of yore.
I've got to ask Dave a question. How long do you plan on staying married? Have you crossed the 9-year mark yet?
No.
Oh.
I got married in 05, so no.
Quite not.
You're going through the 7-year.
See, it's
7-year itch.
I don't know if it's an itch or not. I think it's more like a fury.
Does it take 9 years to become a good spouse?
Just like I think so.
You become a good driver?
I think if you make it over that
hump,
9-year mark.
I don't know if I'd call it a hump.
Not at 9 years, right?
Yeah,
that's past.
What is this? Plenty of Fish.
Is this some free?
Oh, Dave.
Do the Googles, right?
Yeah, do you know what it is, Craig?
I've heard of it. I don't have four. You know I don't have four profiles on there, guys.
It's a sea of my exes.
Moving along. Oh, before this becomes any more uncomfortable. Behold the future of enlightened motoring. The automobile of tomorrow won't rust or catch on fire. They'll park themselves and even serve breakfast as you recline in total comfort. But wait, there's more. The car of the future will even keep itself clean. You heard me right. Just like a cat, but actually sanitary. Surely you've heard of self-healing paint. It's been used on some Nissan and Infiniti vehicles for several years now. And that's
not
the
anymore.
Basis.
They dropped
not
it.
Anymore.
No.
Shh. Can I finish?
Yeah.
And that technology is the basis for a new technology. Wired Magazine reports this newfangled automotive finish contains micro, little guys, these nanocapsules and special stalks that can react to sunlight and heat, and they sort of melt, if you will, which helps repair surface blemishes, and the result is also a highly, highly water-resistant finish that maintains its luster for a very long time. And another bonus is as you drive through, for instance, a rainstorm, that dirt and that road grime is actually just going to come right off. And that's quite the innovation. It's like a Teflon-coated car.
Could I put it on my Matt Veloster Turbo?
You have to get back to me on that one. Matt just collects the dirt, doesn't he? It's like a floor mat.
Mm. Yeah.
So there you go, self-cleaning cars. What will they think of next?
Everything.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. But moving on, Stephen.
So
you're one of your favorite cities, and in fact, the largest city
in the city,
Midwest.
Chicago. Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? You traverse there frequently.
Well, dude, where's my car references aside, how pissed would you be if you stumbled out of your apartment one morning only to find that your sweet Honda Civic with the aftermarket wing wasn't where you parked it? Furthermore, how pissed would you be if you found that the city workers moved it on your behalf and never bothered to tell you? If you're a resident of Chicago, this scenario isn't exactly so far-fetched. According to the Chicago Tribune, city workers moved some 17,000 vehicles last year, many with little or no notice, in order for work crews to get the jobs done. Of course, similar situations like this happen every day here in Detroit, though it isn't really the city workers that are moving the cars.
So why are they moving the autos?
If they have to do work on the street or like on a building or something that's in your car's in the way,
they just
move it.
They just how? Did they go like a claw game and
yeah?
That happened to TJ the other day. They were repaving our parking lot. And they told him he needed to move his car, and he left it for the weekend, and they moved it for him.
How do they move it? Those little roller
things. I don't know.
And
he has like a '96 Explorer, so imagine they're picking it up and.
Yeah, I mean, you should. Have you ever seen those? You gotta like go into YouTube and look at those things.
What is this?
The Repo
YouTube?
Man. It's just like that fish thing.
Oh,
it's like the other tube site you frequent.
No, that's Keek.com.
Oh, right.
Blue Tube.
Hmm. Close.
That's
why I keep diapers in his basement.
Go watch those Repo Men and how they
have the little.
They just go in and like.
They got that giant
8 seconds,
lobster claw.
They can just go in and.
It's like riding. It's a bull in a rodeo. 8 seconds and done.
Pretty much. Yes. It's like riding a bull.
Well, how do you like that? Speaking of drunk driving, Dave.
Yeah.
You know a thing or two about that.
He does not.
I never do that.
Hey, Ben's here.
I heard you giggle, Ben.
God. That was the Pillsbury Doughboy, not Ben.
Mark it, Ben.
So, you know, what may sound like a great idea sounds what I think to be is quite possibly one of the worst. A trial program called Steer Clear is being ramped up with about $500,000 of seed money in New Jersey, beautiful and lovely New Jersey, where you can have two people team up making minimum wage to drive your vehicle home when you've had too much to drink.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, of course, yes, this is a cheaper service than getting a DUI. But, you know, would you really want some sketchy guy making minimum wage driving your car in the dark?
You see, he didn't have a shiv. Maybe. Maybe.
What's a shiv?
A prison knife. A home.
Oh, I was thinking.
A fashioned prison.
You can have plenty of other weapon. Things when you know.
A shank.
A shank. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. But if you leave your car parked overnight, you know, it's probably going to be there in the morning as long as you don't live where Stephen Ewing lives.
Dangerous.
You know, if you give your key to somebody after you've had a few
wouldn't
too
you
many
be riding
drinks,
at home in the car with them.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what if you're some, you know, 22-year-old little spinner? And you got some sketchy guy making minimum wage driving you home after you've had too many drinks. I mean, would you really want to be some girl?
What's a spinner?
Do you drive a Ford Econoline?
With a mattress in the back?
No windows and ladders.
Oh, okay. Well, in high school, my cross-country coach always wanted to. He said he would chauffeur us for prom. if we wanted.
I thought we were going to get a more personal.
But he was said we could only.
You went to Catholic school, you said?
I did, and he, but he said dear. That
Father Flanagan.
No.
After choir practice, you tell.
Okay. He said that. Where did they? He said if we wanted to, in this 15-passenger Dodge van.
It's a Ram.
If we wanted to, he would take the seats out for us and put mattresses in the back.
Are you joking?
If we wanted, no. Anyway,
for the boys.
For your date. Never mind.
This
use
story
your imagination.
Has taken an awkward turn, Dave.
So anyway,
where did they move him to after the allegations surfaced?
He is still there. He's been there for like 30 or 40 years.
Wow.
He's not.
He's the Teflon.
He's the son of
Fryer.
Guy who used to be the athletic director at U of M.
Hmm? Huh. Well, how do you like that?
Anyway.
Nifty.
So anyway, I am not a fan of this. DUI service.
Why'd they spell DUI? Steer wrong?
Why can't you just get a cab?
It's because it's expensive.
And if you leave your car, then it might get moved, and then...
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know...
Myriad problems.
Or just get a non-alcoholic friend like Craig.
Yeah.
What?
That's why Ben has Craig.
Right.
Exactly.
Ben, that drunk.
He's, he can be moody.
When shut up! Move on.
Yes, okay, cracking the whip.
Sorry.
So we're going to take a quick break here, thank our friends at Amazon, but don't you worry, after the interlude, we're going to come back, we're going to do In the Garage, we're going to talk about some of the vehicles we've been driving of late, and then after that, hope you're sitting down, because it is time for Live of the Beholder, the game where we read real press releases, and it is our job as the panelists to guess the vehicle that those represent. So stick around for that, it's going to be a whole lot of fun, a deep-fried bucket of fun. I promise you. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we've got to thank our friends at Amazon, which is this massive online emporium.
I love Amazon. I buy everything from Amazon.
What did you bought from Amazon recently? What is this, Dave?
Samsung Galaxy S3.
Is it Galaxy S or Galaxies?
Galaxy S.
They missed the apostrophe if they're going to spell it
it's
wrong.
It's not possessive.
I know, okay. So they were going to spell it wrong.
No, anyway. But this is a fine phone. And
it's
Amazon.
Not possessive, but it takes over your entire hand.
It's precious.
I love it.
Why do you love
it's
it?
Massive.
And why did you hate the iPhone?
It's massive. No, the Galaxy Note is massive.
Oh, that's like...
That is a huge one.
I wasn't comparing.
Anyway, here, check it out. You might want to go right on to Amazon and buy one.
Whoa.
I understand it's not the size, it's the speed.
So,
but anyway,
what makes you enjoy this handset so much? You were a committed iPhone user.
No, I was not.
Forced iPhone user.
Get off there, Michelle.
What?
What are you doing to my phone?
I'm going to...
Anyway. You bought this on Amazon.
Yes, it's a... And it came in 2 days from Amazon Prime.
What is Amazon Prime?
Prime.
It's a special deal. You sign up... It's $80 a year,
yep.
If I remember.
But you get
free 2 days.
It's like having Netflix and getting 2 day UPS Air on everything.
Holy crap!
It is
Jiminy
incredible.
Christmas. Color me surprised.
It's because it's trying to download from Picasa.
What's a Picasa?
It is not a service offered by Amazon. I know that much. So what we're trying to do, we're asking you to go to our website, roundaboutshow.com. This is painless, I promise you, and it's going to help
us out.
I've
heard of them.
You go to roundaboutshow.com, you're going to see a banner ad at the top of the page. If you click on that, it's going to take you straight to the Amazon storefront. And when you go there, you can do your shopping as you normally would, buy your MP3s, your Kindle books, your print books, your phones, whatever else you want. And
can you buy one of these?
What is one of these?
You can buy one of those.
A child?
Or two.
Yeah.
A two-year-old? Oh. Maybe on the black market. But we're asking you, roundaboutshow.com, follow the Amazon banner ad. Do your shopping as you normally would. Same great prices. It's not going to cost you a penny extra or cost you any extra time. If you do that, you're going to help us out. We get a little bit of credit for the products you purchase from Amazon. So we ask you to help us out. And our Amazon pick of the week is the Samsung Galaxy S3 smartphone on which network, Dave?
AT&T.
How do you like the AT&Ts?
I would
is it
like
a 4G
it's
smartphone?
It's 4G, but I wish that AT&T had LTE here.
Long-term evolution.
It is.
Today is not the future, so that's
right.
Why we don't have it yet. But Amazon, we thank them for their support of the Roundabout program. and moving along now.
Hey, you know what's good? Is that Amazon is so big, and they're still thinking about the little guy.
Like you. You. Like, and Roundabout Show.
Exactly.
We're an up-and-comer here, and they've got our best interests in mind.
Thank you, Amazon.
Thank you, indeed.
But Steven, say thank you.
Thank you, Amazon.
Do you do all your shopping at Amazon?
Yes.
You should.
I actually do buy a lot of stuff on Amazon.
And you go to roundaboutshow.com
first. The UPS guy
hates
me.
Yeah, every time.
He's been to my house 5 days in a row.
I just bought
two Recaro baby seats from Amazon.
Oh, my goodness.
He was so mad. It was really hot. It was like
you didn't buy the con one yet? The one I sent you the picture of?
No.
That's beautiful.
They don't have that on Amazon. I would only buy it on Amazon.
Anyway.
It's too bad they should get it on Amazon.
Back to the program you've all been waiting for. It's time to go in the garage. Sound drop?
It's time to go in the garage. I hit the sound drop. It's playing. It's just not playing.
Ben, can Amy come help you?
Yes, could you?
Okay.
Anyway, we'll skip the sound drop this week.
Sound drop.
A couple of the vehicles we've been driving. Steven, why don't we start out with you? A real beauty. I'm jealous.
The last couple of days in the 2013 Audi A8L sedan.
L
for long wheelbase.
For lovely.
Luxurious.
It's the updated 2013 model, and what's new about it is it has the 3-liter supercharged V6 that you can find in the A6 and the A7 and the S4.
All the good stuff.
In the S5 and the Q7 and everywhere else. But, you know, the big question is, does a V6 with less power than the old 4.2-liter V8 still work in the A6? And, yeah, it does. It's still
magic.
Plenty fast. It handles really well. The benefit to the 3-liter being in there is that the car's a lot lighter now.
Yeah, it's like under 4,400
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, so it's really nimble under on the road.
But I mean, the way I compared it was a Taurus Show weighs like well into 4,400 plus pounds.
The Taurus Show also sucks.
I'm just saying, it's a much smaller vehicle than an A8L.
Right.
And it, you know, right. And has way more power.
Right.
But, right. You know, this is it's just a, it's a,
no, the A8,
it's impressive.
It's a great car.
It's also twice as expensive as the Taurus.
It is twice as expensive.
It is twice as expensive.
Some people think about it.
Google Earth navigation.
With T-Mobile, Deutsche Telekom.
Yeah, the car has internet. Yeah. You could blog about the nasty things I'm saying on
we
the way home.
We could broadcast this from the car.
We could. I mean, the A8 is just, it's a great big, you know, luxury flagship. It's so comfortable.
It's awesome.
It's actually kind of funny.
Road trip car.
It's funny, speaking of comfortable, the other day, Michelle and I did a little drive in a Bentley Continental GT, and later that night we got in the A8, and the A8 was actually nicer to be in than the Bentley.
Audi does the best in interiors.
It's more comfortable. The seats are more comfortable.
The seats are more comfortable. It's just, it's a nicer, plusher experience.
Best luxury flagship on the market today, the A8?
See, in...
I think
overall,
so.
Yes.
What
however,
was the automobile car of the,
I still prefer the way the Jaguar XJ looks.
Yeah, I don't like the back seat though. The XJ, if you get the long wheelbase.
No, but I'm saying in terms
of the thing, the back seat's huge.
I'm saying design only. Design only.
Oh yeah,
the XJ is easily the best. I love the way the 7 Series drives. I think it's still the best performer of all of them.
It weighs like a zillion pounds.
Yeah, but it's also really freaking fast. Mm-hmm. And the S class is sort of that like. Classical elegance, but the A8...
The back seat sucks in the S-Class.
The A8 overall is the one I'd have. Right. Why are you in the back seat of all these cars?
Because that's where you're supposed to be.
Where does he conceive children?
Craig. In those cars, those are the ones you got to sit in the back seat of.
Yes.
So next up, another luxury bruiser, Michelle.
It is a bruiser, isn't it?
It's a gigantic.
Yeah, so it's
like from a different era.
It's big. It's the Mercedes GL,
and
it's the second generation. What, Dave?
Nothing.
Did you want to ask something?
Nope.
He's just mumbling.
Okay, so I went to the event and drove the Blue Tech little version.
Diesel.
And then the
Made 450 in Alabama.
And then the 550.
Sorry.
Ben found his sound drops. Mm-hmm.
So what did you? What was your overall impression of the GL? It's a three-row.
It's a three. It's huge.
Monster. It doesn't look that big.
It's though. You know, it's really more the size of the Explorer, even though they compare it to the Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. First of all, there were, I think, some difficulties with the 350 and the 450 and the acceleration and takeoff because of the altitude. We were in Santa Fe and Taos, so we were at like 8,500 to 10,000 feet.
At the Bavarian.
At the Bavarian.
That was pretty cool.
I don't. You drove it as well. Did have the problem in the 350 especially?
I didn't get in this. We were, because of all the shooting we had to do, we were only in the 550 was the one we got assigned.
Oh,
but I didn't have any issue. I mean, obviously, that's the most powerful and offered now until the AMG comes out first quarter of next year. But
the pricing is just unbelievable. I mean, the bread and butter, of course, is the 450. And the one I was in was told it was pretty much a base 450, but it had a the trimmed leather interior. And it's supposed to start at $60,000.
That doesn't even have leather.
The one I was in had leather, but it ended up, with all the parking assist and everything else they'd thrown in, it was an $87,000, you know, bread and butter piece of pickle.
It's a whole meal right there, bread and butter.
That's pickle. A meal or two right there. And, you know, it's the second row, I had a problem with, like, this shutting the seat. Like, it has a button that makes it flip up.
Yeah, it's origami.
Right, but then you have to you can't push the button and have it fold back into place. You have to manually push it.
Yeah.
And people like myself and smaller than myself were having a hard time pushing it down.
Who is smaller than you that's an automotive
journalist? I will tell you after the show.
Oh, okay.
Was it Al? No.
Al, no.
You know what's interesting, I was reading about this. I did not know this, but the GL is actually the best-selling full-size luxury SUV in America.
Wow.
Yeah, and like 53% or something like that.
It has the youngest
like that's in America.
Yeah, and it's
the youngest buyer
group
for Mercedes as well. What'd you think of the interior? I thought finally it's finally up to par for like the luxury class.
Absolutely. I thought the interior was beautiful, like, with the exception of the one that has that sort of graphite black trim that looked like it had dust on it all the time.
Does it still have? It still has the old command system in it, right? The one that sucks.
Oh, that was one thing that George kept pointing out was the cruise control is still in this.
That
incredibly
stock.
Owned stock by itself, and the engineer's excuse for that one is that that's where the Germans like it, and even though they sell more here,
matters.
They don't really care.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
I
never really cared for their interiors, except for when the new M class came out.
They're not.
It actually gotten a lot better.
Yeah, this one is very nice. Soft leather everywhere. Great fit and finish.
If you get
nice
leather.
Design. Big slabs.
They don't even have leather. It's vinyl seats.
Bull roar.
For $60,000.
With leather trim.
Leatherette. Mm-hmm. Dave, we got to step down market.
Nope. Oh.
Not really.
I think this car is beautiful.
Not really. I mean, this car is great looking.
There's nothing down market about this.
Like no way. Era. Why not?
I don't know. It was just...
And by the way, it's a 2012. You had 13.
Strange.
In there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay. He tried to say my A8 was a 12.
Oh.
Ugh.
Yeah,
Craig.
The Azera is surprisingly it's a 12.
Where's your fact-checking skills? I thought you went to journalism school.
No. I really, really liked this car more than I thought I was going to. It looks great. I mean, if everybody thought the Sonata looked good, I think this
Azera is so pretty.
It's very pretty.
It's very pretty to look at. I love the headlights at night look fabulous. I mean, they did some really neat tricks on there with the LEDs, and nothing like a copycat type of a wannabe Audi thing, but they definitely did their own thing, and it looks really good. The V6 is like butter. I mean, you would think, the transmission is so smooth, you'd think it was a CVT without the whine. I really liked this car. I mean, I had both the kids in the back seat. There was tons of leg room back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't kicking the seat or anything. And it's a really, really
good
Did
you nice like
vehicle.
The chimes it made?
No, I turned all that off
after
10 seconds.
Yes.
The
okay,
stupid
this
song
is a,
it sings.
So the Koreans
to.
Like that. My friends, they have a.
Michelle's washer does that.
Well, I was just going to say, yes, they have an LG.
It must be an LG or a Samsung.
Well, they have an
it's
LG
the LG.
Washer. Yeah, a dishwasher. And last but not least, I was in the Land Rover LR4. I don't know if any of you guys have been in that.
Oh, Dave's driven a few miles in an LR4.
And ended up putting a rock through the windshield.
Is that where you got your DUI?
No. He drove to Traverse City for the Regal GS event last year.
Yeah, it was a little too many miles. Don't do that. Don't put over 500 on them.
Reed comes after.
I would just cut it back to like 425, mm-hmm. just to be safe.
The fuel expenditures.
No.
The stone through the windshield.
No, it's
their policy.
Their policy.
Oh,
they don't tell you that until it's too late.
And then what? They take your children.
I told you when you were on your way up to traffic.
Well, what am I gonna do? Turn around?
Exactly.
Oh, I better go back. Go park this. Drive my stripped Altima.
Holton Lake. I'd better turn around. So yeah, I didn't care for this. It was just big and ungainly.
You know what's funny? I think the last time I was in one was at the Texas Automotive Writers thing, and I was driving one, and as I was driving it, you know, around for, I called Steve. And he goes, I feel so isolated when I'm driving that thing. And that's how I felt, too. He nailed it on the head.
Yeah, you just feel so like there's nothing else around.
Well, the old Discovery, though, I used to get like claustrophobic in that thing. Mm. It was like, I just felt like somebody was like...
Yeah, but there was always something to do because something was breaking all the time.
Or falling off.
Or falling off.
Or not working.
Yeah.
Electrical issue. But no, I mean, it's okay.
It's fine. It was just okay. And at $61,000, you've got to be more than okay.
What color was it?
Silvery blue. No, it was Siberian silver.
That's my question.
Huh. Was the color.
And the navigation screen still...
And horrible. Like horrible infotainment user interface was awful.
But how
and
then old this is little, that now?
The 4?
I don't know.
It's old.
Yeah.
It's pretty... I mean, it was the LR3, and it hasn't really changed that much since
then. And that was 2005?
Yeah. Ooh, so that's getting ready to be replaced. So, yeah. Not bowled
really?
Over, I would think. I would hope, at least, if it's that old.
I don't think it is.
Updated.
Tata LR5? Tata LR5?
Steven no. shakes okay. his head
Not
no.
Not yet. Range Rover's next.
No, yes, it is.
Anyway.
I'm making a Tata joke, sorry.
Tata. So, moving along, we've got to go to Lie of the Beholder. It's the game where we separate the car from the PR spin.
It's the Lie of the Beholder.
So the point of this game, we will read a press release, or in this case, Ben will read a press release for a real automobile. And Steven, you ran away with this one last time. We're not going to let that happen again. Are we, Michelle?
No.
I killed him.
Ben will read a press release for a real car, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent. It is our task, Dave. If you're paying attention, to guess what vehicle we're talking about. We'll have a number of rounds, and the winner takes all. Oh, and one more thing. Each contestant gets a secret weapon they may use once during the game. Ben, what is the nuclear option?
It is Call a Hall.
Mm.
As in Bob Hall this time. Last time Jim Hall helped us out. This time it's Bob Hall.
Bob Hall is my lifeline.
Yes, he is.
That's right.
All right.
The know-it-all Hall.
So you'll win.
Let's go ahead and get him on the line, shall we? Why, it's the world-famous Bob Hall.
In Monohue.
Where?
Coming to us from Telstar. Can you hear me? Over.
Yes, I hear you, Commander Ben.
Can you hear Craig Cole? Over.
Come in, Craig Cole.
We're glad to have you, Bob.
I'm glad not to be there.
Well, you're going to be the lifeline here. We each get one of those to use three times during the show to call a haul. Right, Ben?
Wait, we get to call him three times each?
No, you get it once.
That's what I thought.
Thank you.
So it would be four times, Craig.
Okay.
Four times the whole game.
I thought per person. Why not make it 10 times? Anyway, does everybody understand the rules?
I understand.
You've played.
I have not
played. Dave. So, like I said, we're going to read a press release for a real product.
Yep.
The name has been changed.
Okay.
And you'll have to guess what the product is.
A snippet of
how
a
do
press
I ring
release.
In?
You got to make your buzzer sound. Steven, what is your buzzer sound going to be?
I am going to be the German word for exhaust, which is Auspuff.
Okay. Michelle?
I am Ausfart.
Okay, that may be confusing, but we'll let it slide.
I
I'm going to be
fart and poof are different.
I think Michelle and I's voices are enough.
They just run together sometimes.
That's
and
true.
Dave, you need a buzz-in sound as well.
Can you do that on command?
Yep.
Okay, good.
All right, fair enough.
You learned
upper
that
body
in
flatulence.
A frat house.
And what's yours?
I've never been in a frat. I don't buy my friends. Anyway.
All right, Ben. Round number one.
There.
Let's start.
Yeah. Okay.
So as promised, we have masked all the names. Anything that would be specific to this vehicle, so any people talking, any company names, And we've replaced it with... So every time you hear...
Is that Mario?
That doesn't get tedious at all.
No, I'm sure it won't. So Bob, back me up.
It's great. It's fantastic. Best in the world.
That's what I thought. Without further ado, here we go. Here's round number one. Buzz in when you think you've got the answer. Signaling the adoption of an international design language for the exterior conveys a sense of technical harmony, combining taut, controlled lines with fluid surfaces to create a dynamic feeling, said Vice President of Design for North America. The vehicle's strong... Yes, Craig.
Oldsmobile Alero.
No, Craig. By the way, Craig, I hope you're keeping score for me.
Sure.
Sure.
Why not? 10 rounds
There's
of this.
No conflict of interest there, is there?
No, none at all, Bob. None at all.
Is there more?
There is more. Here we go. No, Craig. You're wrong.
I was going to say Oldsmobile Intrigue. Like, it's too small.
The vehicle's strong front end is the new face of... With a pronounced fender peak and a bold chrome bar that carries an integrated badge. Someone buzz in. Someone buzz in.
Somebody buzz in.
I'm thinking.
These are hard, Ben.
Where's that burp?
House Poof. I have an idea.
House Poof has an
idea.
Yes,
Steven.
Acura TL.
No, Steven. But I see where you were going with that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you guys probably weren't aware of that. You know the beak, the parrot beak they have on Acuras?
Mm-hmm.
That was originally faux granite on the prototypes they showed. It deemed too elegant.
Why not marble with like veins going through it?
Yeah, that was going to be the option. Okay.
Okay.
The
oh,
faux
cool.
granite on base.
Is there anything left?
That's it.
Can we have a hint?
Brutal.
Hint.
It's a domestic.
Oh.
Oh.
Oldsmobile Bravada.
Come on, guys. Horizontal bar with the...
It's not like we're constipated, but no, we're
Somebody
just...
It's a coupe.
On something.
Okay, it's a coupe.
You pay.
A chrome bar.
Is it a Saab?
Does someone need to call a haul?
It's a coupe.
Oh, I'll call a haul.
All right.
No, don't waste it for this.
Okay, never mind.
Horizontal.
Yes, Craig.
Ford Mustang.
No, Craig.
Ooh, I was Pook.
Yes, yeah. Steven.
Wait, no, shoot. crap,
okay,
never mind.
Shoot him.
Never mind.
Somebody, he asked for it.
You can't renege on the Ausfahrt, Steven.
All right, fine. Then let's say...
It's a Lexus.
Chevy Camaro.
No.
No.
Yes, Dave.
CTS?
No, Dave.
Coupe?
Nice try, but no. I think we're going to need to call our haul on this one.
Oh, I tried. He turned me down.
I know he did.
I thought you were going to call Jim. He's a smart one.
No. I think this round is a wash,
Ben. He's told me
that
one for years.
Give us another clue. Come on. Keep him coming.
Actually, go with more clues, Ben. Come on.
Give him more clues or no, Bob?
Give him more clues.
Okay.
Give
come on. More clues. GM.
This is a
GM. Is it a dead brand or an alive brand?
Dead brand.
Oh.
See, I told you so. Alero.
With peak. Ausfahrt?
That's Stevens. You beeping in for him?
No, he's an Aus Poof.
Oh, sorry.
Let's just change it to Poof and Fart.
Poof and Fart.
And I'll burp.
Okay.
You got all the good.
I'm not
going to
go there.
What do you think, Michelle?
Is it one of your cars, Ben?
Nope. Do you want me to read it again?
No. I think we're going to have to do half as many rounds.
I think we got to pass on this one.
I thought this was an easy one, so... Yikes.
Nobody wins. What
okay,
is
what
it?
Was it?
2006 Saturn Sky.
Yeah.
That's not a coupe.
It's a coupe. Two doors.
That's
two
a
seats.
Roadster.
What's the difference?
No, Ben, they
one
got you.
Doesn't
it's
have
a roadster
a
or sports car or convertible or...
What if it's the hard top?
It ain't a coupe.
They didn't
make
a hard top
Ion.
Sky.
Oh.
They only did that on the Pontiac, I think,
yeah.
right?
The Sky was never a coupe.
Round two. We're going to make up for lost time here. Go, Ben.
All right. Round two. Round two. The 2009 brings performance and character to the highly sport... No, wait. to the highly competitive mid-size segment. All 2009 models come standard with a Sportronic automatic transmission, a four... Yes, Craig.
Hyundai?
No.
Okay.
Keep reading.
Sportronic automatic transmission, a four-speed with a four-cylinder engine, and a five-speed with the two V6 engines. Sport models are equipped with standard with such premium features as a power glass sunroof and cloth heated front seats. In contrast, many competitive midsize yes, Craig.
Pontiac G6.
Nope. Many competitive midsize sedans offer these features only in top trim line models.
The sound of a newspaper blowing down an empty street.
Wow.
No, I read 2005.
No,
nine.
2009. I'm telling you, it's not right. I don't want to kill you, Batman. God. Mr. Freeze in his first appearance.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the Camry?
No.
Jesus, this is ridiculous.
Four. The giveaway has got to be the four-speed automatic, which means it must be the...
I got it.
Gallant.
Gallant?
I was just going to say Gallant, you guys. Is it?
Who buzzed in with it first?
You got to be... I was badooting.
I'm going to say it was Steven.
Because you're going to be a prick about it, that's why.
And it's the Gallant.
See, after I said four-speed automatic.
I knew it was the Gallant.
Then why didn't you buzz in?
I did buzz in.
No, you didn't.
No, he has to fart.
I just knew it was
a
Mitsubishi.
It's the Gallant.
All right, round three.
The worst rental car ever.
Yeah.
After worse than a
Sobring? You know what? There's a 2012 Gallant that you can buy brand new.
But who would?
The Proudia. The rebadged M. They're rebadging.
Yeah, the Japanese market's great.
Right?
It's
yeah. Bob, yes. Right? Bob's the one that told me about this.
Number three.
Boo-boo.
Round three.
Round three.
Round.
The will inject some much-needed dynamism to the small car segment, offering European car buyers an alternative to the traditional, uninspiring small hatchback. Customer research identified a large proportion of European small and compact car buyers. Yes, Craig.
Saturn Astra.
No, Craig. Mm.
Wait, you did say exciting, right? It would have to be Chevavio then. With the Jaguar parts.
Keep reading.
I am trying to find my place. I'm compact car buyers whose needs are not met by what they perceive to be uninspiring and unoriginal options available to them where copycat hatchbacks dominate.
That tells me nothing.
It's a press release. It's not supposed to tell you anything.
Good point. Ben makes a good point.
Didn't say a year, did he?
He didn't say a year.
Said
what year?
That was 2011.
The most vanilla
hatchback.
This is an exciting hatchback, guys.
Okay, I'll...
Is that the Lancer hatchback or something?
I'll fart.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Michelle.
I'll go for... If it's exciting, it's a Veloster.
No.
Aus Poof. An idea.
Yes, Steven?
Audi A3?
No, Steven.
He said European.
Oh,
inspired.
No, European buyers.
Oh. Oh, is it a car that's available in our market?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait. Focus.
Nope. But you didn't beep in. So I would have counted anyway.
Good.
Need clues?
Clue.
It's a foreign automaker. I'll even say Japanese. Yes, Craig.
Toyota Matrix.
No, Craig.
You know, this proves what I've always suspected. The purpose of press releases is not to release information. It's to provide cut-and-paste material for really shit-ass journalists.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Dave.
Juke.
You got it!
Yay! Some
Standing ovation from Craig. Good job, Craig.
The dead giveaway in that is if they mention it's not look-alike. Ain't that the truth?
All right. Round four.
What was our previous vehicle?
Our previous vehicle was the 2009 Mitsubishi Gallant. That's how you pronounce it, right? All right. Round four.
Where did my chat room go?
With its attractive styling, exemplary handling characteristics, and innovative safety features, the marks the introduction of the next generation of sport utility vehicles. Buyers will be around 45 years old, approximately 2 years younger than the average purchaser. A majority will most likely probably be married with a median income around $145,000. About 40% of them will already own three or more cars.
Children?
And more than half, 55%, will be men.
Wait, was there supposed to be a buzz in the black cars? Or was it just cars?
Say again, Stephen.
When you said that they will own three or more cars, there was a pause. Did you mean to put a sound in there?
No. Okay. I did. Yes, Dave.
He's going to throw up in a minute.
Is it Leaf?
It is not a Leaf.
Yes. It's an SUV.
Ford Explorer.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Okay.
Yeah. Ford Explorer.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, because it wasn't. Would it mention the do-it-yourself-at-home recall?
House poof.
Yes, Stephen.
Porsche Cayenne.
No.
What did you say, Dave?
I didn't know it was an SUV.
What was your guess?
I said Leaf.
Yes.
Can we have a hint?
So it's younger. So I'm Al's fart.
Yes, Michelle.
What if I said the GL? We just talked about.
Nope.
Nope. In point of fact, nope.
Actually, it's a good guess, though, Michelle.
It is a European automaker.
What year is it?
2003.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm.
Aus fart.
Are you beeping in or complaining?
I'm beeping in. Why would I say that otherwise?
Oh, fart. Oh. Yeah, yes, Michelle. What's your guess?
Is it a Land Rover Range Rover Super Sport Laguber?
No. Yes, Dave.
LR2?
No.
Whoop.
Yes, Craig.
Volkswagen Touareg?
No. It was an automaker who was in trouble.
Saab.
That was everybody a
Saab
couple years ago.
Saab 97X.
No.
Three or more cars.
I'm running out of stuff.
Why would you do that?
But you're very warm, Craig.
By
yeah,
me.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
'03.
Yes, Craig.
Volvo XC90.
You got it.
He read it in the chat room.
No, I actually didn't. Point of fact.
We have five rounds left.
Oh, God. Can we
and
just
no
do one
has
round?
Called a haul yet.
Oh, that's right. He's so quiet.
Don't forget, Bob is here.
Bob Hall.
But he rejected me.
I didn't reject you. We'll talk about this later, Michelle, over the with a privacy glass, okay?
Privacy. All right.
Privacy. Sorry.
Privacy. On to round five. You can't guess in yet.
I wanted to call a haul.
Six more rounds.
It's never going to end.
Nope.
Ben, I think we're going to truncate this a couple rounds, if you don't mind.
We're going to move way fast. Here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Round five. 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine produces 166 horsepower and 162 pound-feet of torque. Key to the go-anywhere capability is its unibody construction with integrated ladder frame, rugged RWD architecture, and four-wheel... Yes?
Suzuki Grand Vitara.
You got it. I told you we'd move quicker.
That's because he's researching and cheating.
I am not researching. Is
I watched him. I watched him.
Watched me what?
Cheat.
We okay. Now have four opportunities left to
call. It's
not call
cheating. He's
haul.
Just extra competitive.
Next round. What can I win now?
I think... Ben planted the answers.
I know.
Yep.
I have not seen the answers.
Round six.
Just that good.
Also has a remarkable content advantage over Civic Coupe. For example, comes standard with a 6-speed transmission and 4-wheel disc brakes. Features not found on any Civic. Yes, Dave.
Elantra coupe?
You got it.
Woo!
Once you said 4-wheel disc brakes, I got it.
Yeah. Diskette brakes.
Biscuit brakes?
Round 7. Like all vehicles, the is conceived to offer an invigorating and engaging interior environment.
Engorging.
And one that is both indulgent Gorge. And inspiring. The driver-focused, wave-inspired cabin layout features an signature double-wave instrument panel. It's difficult to find any direct rivals for the looking at other cars available currently, the might be lined up against rivals as diverse as the BMW X3 3.0 SI and Audi A4 3.2 FSI Quattro Avant.
How about apples and watermelons? Jeez.
Yes, Craig.
Infiniti M class, M series.
No.
M37.
Auspuff.
Nope. Yes, Steven.
Infiniti EX.
You got it.
Motor!
Is that double wave instrument cluster, guys?
No, what else would you compare to an X3 and an A4 Avant?
Double wave.
Double wave. Mm-hmm.
I compare it to a Mustang because it has 28 inches of rear seat legroom.
I'd like to point out that I won that one, Craig, not you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Steven with a V. Oh,
with not a G.
Oh. With a J?
With a J.
All right, round 8.
Round 8.
Chinese lucky number, isn't it?
The new... Right, yeah, also Japanese. Mr. Friendly Baltan's favorite number.
The new generation makes a bolder SUV design statement than before while retaining its identity and without resorting to overbearing design elements. A larger, more pronounced grille, higher hood line, Hawkeye headlights, and a large, contoured bumper cover with available fog lights give the front end a more confident appearance, more sharply defined character lines, and boxed... Yes, Craig.
Call a haul.
Craig would like to call his haul. We're ringing him now. We've got him on the line.
I didn't even hear
you. Yeah. What is it? Wait a minute, I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello, Bob Hall?
Much better, thank you.
We've got a question for you. I hope you were listening in.
Of course I was. I always watch the Roundabout Show. Even when I'm listening and I'm blind.
Would you like me to finish the PR snippet before you guess for Craig?
Please do, just because I like drivel, okay?
Ah, good. Drivel's my favorite.
Delicious.
And I love that sound.
Drivel? The sound of drivel?
The other sound.
That one? Oh. All right. It features a larger, more pronounced grille, higher hood line, Hawkeye headlights, and a large contoured bumper cover with available fog lights, which give the front end a more confident appearance. More sharply defined character lines and boxed front fenders and rear quarter panels accentuate the new SUV profile.
Well,
come
it
on,
sounds
Bob,
hideous.
Don't let
so
me
the
down.
The only thing it could possibly be is the new Infiniti QX, right?
Nope.
No.
But you
get
to, that
because you are a Hall, you get to guess again.
I get to guess again.
Is there a
what was the year on this, Ben? Did you give us a year?
I didn't, but I'll give you the year. It's 2009.
2009.
Yes.
It has box type rear fenders, huh?
That's what it says. Boxed front fenders and rear quarter panels, which accentuate the new SUV profile. Yes, correct.
I'm gonna guess anyway. Against
you're supersede
your
Hall.
I've already called the Hall, so his answer is idling. We're waiting on it.
Okay.
His second answer, but I'm gonna guess General Motors Corporation Terrain.
New.
Okay, great.
Go ahead, Dave.
Honda Element.
Nope.
Come on, Bob.
I can't think of the name of it. It's that
Cube.
The other no. The
so
Hawkeye headlights.
I can think of them. It's a G. It's the GMC. What's the not this the
Durango?
Acacia or GMC. Acadia?
Starts with a Subaru.
Subaru.
Oh, so well,
it is a Subaru.
The big poxy thing. Trevecca.
I'm just gonna sit here and watch Bob
the
struggle.
Well, is it called B9 in the States? Call it Trevecca in Australia.
No.
One step below the quad, Becca.
All right, I'm going to give it to you.
Is it Impreza?
Nope. Subaru Forester.
So, did I win?
Nobody.
No, no one won.
Nobody.
No. And I'm going to commit ritualistic suicide later on by telling Mr. Baltan that I think his son, Baltans Jr., is a suitable bisque.
Mm. Them's fighting words. Round or nine. Charter. Round nine.
Round nine.
Chat room won that one.
Mm. Yeah, they know what they're talking about. AM2, he's waking up in the morning.
Waking up in the morning with a roundabout. It's the Colonel. And Dr. Bones. All right. We expect the...
Ben, did you have some coffee?
We expect the... to attract a significant number of new customers, particularly younger people who previously may have regarded a... as beyond their reach or as being unsuitable for their active lifestyles. Is also expecting the... to have a strong appeal for a slightly older group, still with active lives, but now enjoying greater freedom as their children have left home. You could say it's a little bit like making fine wine. Part science, part art.
Who wrote that?
Oh, my God.
Yes, Craig.
Lincoln MKXXX.
No, but you
what
are...
Year, what year, Ben?
2001.
2001. Mm.
It's not MKX, but something about your answer there is very close.
Is it Lincoln Navigate?
Nope.
Auspuff.
Lincoln LS. Lincoln Aviator.
Nope.
That wasn't around in 01, Stephen.
Well,
I'll tell you the
what?
Sorry, Ben. Wow. Now the truth comes out.
Oh, do you want another beer, honey?
All right. The Lincoln part, that's not what was close about Craig's first answer.
The MKZ?
No. It's still a Lincoln, even if you don't say it. Mm.
Hey, no, I can't say anything.
Call a hall. Somebody call a hall.
I'll call a hall.
All right.
Michelle's calling her hall. Hello, do we have you on the line?
Hi, Mish.
Hi.
Would you bring me back some Faygo Red Pop when you get back in town?
I got to see where Faygo is born.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it look like an industrial facility of some kind?
No, yeah, sorry. It's over by the Eastern Market.
Like I'm doing better here. I mean, come on. Okay. My guess on this, because of the art and science thing, is this is some sort of Cadillac.
Yeah.
No.
Science was out then.
2001.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I failed you, Michelle. hold on.
Ooh, it is.
All right. Could you bring down my seppuku knives?
I have an idea. I was poof.
All right, Steven,
is
yes?
Is it a Mercury Mariner?
It is not a Mercury Mariner. It is a European make.
How is it close to Lincoln?
I said it was close to something you
That's
said.
Blasphemy.
Close to your
close
first
to
answer.
Mark.
I understand. I understand now. Yes, I understand.
It's close to MKX. Yes, Craig.
It's Ben's M class.
No.
Oh, wait. But Ausfahrt.
Yes.
X3?
No. But I think you've centered on what was similar.
Right. It's an X.
No.
XC70?
Nope. What? I wonder what type it is.
X-Type!
X-Type! You got it all!
Ausfahrt!
Oh, I had one of those.
Give it to her.
I had an X-Type, and it was the worst car ever.
Jaguar X-Type, are they serious about someone under the age of like 73 buying one?
I bought one.
What?
I was 22.
I rest my case.
You bought an X-Type.
I was 22
Here's your
years
customer
old,
right
one.
Here.
Yep. I walked into the dealer, and New? Nobody would come talk to me.
And then you said, I have money!
Yeah, I was 22 years old.
I have to have old. A Ford Contour with
an all-wheel exactly. drive and a manual.
No, no.
Did you get a manual?
Yep. Let's be fair here.
They can only find one in Virginia.
It's a Mondeo. Yeah, it's a Mondeo.
It was a Mondeo.
Mondeo.
All right. Wow.
Made
and how long did it take to fall apart? Or have
not
terrible
even
problems?
6 months.
Actually, they were delivered partially assembled.
Well, that's what the parts content on the sticker means, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Round 10.
Steven's got some place to
rather and final round.
Which is anywhere at this point.
And final round. Here we go. The... is absolutely eye-catching, a contemporary interpretation of elevated status without fear of self-indulgence. The dedication of designers and interior appointment specialists to create a luxurious ambience is clearly visible, and further enhanced by sophisticated details like the optional electro-transparent partition that can be embellished with a design of the customer's choice and ensures complete separation between the chauffeur...
House poof.
Yes, Steven.
Rolls-Royce Phantom.
No, Steven. Yes, Craig.
Maybach Landaulet.
No, Steven. Craig. Shall I finish?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Between the chauffeur and the rear passenger compartment. Passengers can also enjoy a movie on the optional 19-inch cinema screen.
Ba-do-do. Those yes, stripper buses in Tampa.
That was in Detroit.
Actually, I was poof.
Yes, Steven.
I would like to call a hall.
He's going to call his hall. Let me get him on the line.
He's no help, by the way.
No, not that knife, the other one.
Bob Hall, Bob Hall.
Hello. Is it against you?
Hello, hi there.
Hi. We have a request from Stephen Ewing for your help.
Yes, I guess so. And poor Stephen, if he needs my help, he's really in trouble. What year are we talking here?
We're talking 2010.
2010.
Wow.
And a partition. And if, Phantom was rejected, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was.
Okay. Then I think the only thing you could possibly throw up there would be some sort of really crappy stageway stretched out SUV.
Afraid not.
Craig, they get a chainsaw, Craig, not
can
knives.
I still have a guess?
Go ahead.
Maybach 62?
You got it!
Yay!
No, because the Landaulet is the convertible.
Yeah, but it had the, I know it has the partition.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have a 19-inch screen in a convertible.
It's a 62.
Yeah, but a 62 should have a 62-inch screen, shouldn't it?
I just kept focusing too much
point,
on the 2000.
It's a very good point.
All right.
Can you imagine what the screen would be like in a Ford Fairlane 500?
Well, how many cars have partitions?
None. That's segregation.
Well, not anymore. None.
Right. Yeah.
So the winner is this week, nobody. Good job, everybody.
Wait, what?
I think the winner
is... We all did so
is,
terribly, I think nobody won.
I think the winner is the audience, Craig.
They are the winner. For
the audience is pretty much the winner.
But they're always the winner with a roundabout show.
They are. I don't blame them. I would tune in all the time, too, if I weren't
if
here already.
If you could, yeah.
Yes, exactly. I mean, yeah. But with that, I think we have a show, guys. Good hustle.
Winner!
Audience is the winner.
Yeah, they won.
This is like a scratch-off lottery. You're getting the $5. You're going and buying a bag of crisps and a Faygo.
Ketchup-flavored. So
you could.
Ketchup-flavored Faygo?
Did you have
paprika?
When you were in Germany, Stephen, because you were just in Germany, did you get paprika-flavored crisps?
I think so.
Weren't they good?
You got drunk a lot.
They're good.
We just give me the hot chips.
We used to be able to get those in Malaysia. Weirdest kind of foods you get there.
I think that's what that was. I know that we bought them as well as beer.
Did you have a good time in Germany? Tell us a little bit about your trip. Was it good?
I had a beer in my hand constantly.
Oh, sounds like it was.
We saw lots of castles and things and.
Wow, things!
I drank a lot.
Well, it's your vacation. You have the right to do that.
Yeah.
They don't have that DUI, call. Steer clear
first of all,
Germany.
I didn't have a car while I was there, so we just walked and took the train everywhere.
That's not bad.
U-Bahn, S-Bahn.
You can drink on the street at all hours of the day, and they sell beer in the little kiosks on the corner store. So if you're going to go meet your friend at the bar, why not get a beer for the walk?
Mm-hmm. It's a good point.
Absolutely.
If you're walking, it's not that bad.
When your friends call to say that they're going to be late... Why not get another beer and a bottle of Jaeger and sit by the fountain and wait for them to call you?
Did you go to the former Eastern Zone?
No.
It is actually quite interesting. It's worth a trip.
No, we were way, way over on like the north west side.
Okay, gotcha.
Niedersachsen. Lower Saxony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Anyway, we got to wrap up the show. We got to thank all y'all. Dave Sullivan. David O. McSullivan. Got to make that name as Irish as possible.
O and Mick. Actually, they dropped the O about 100 years
Ellis
ago.
Ellis Island. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're with Auto by Pacific, right?
I'm not with Michelle.
Oh.
No, I'm
not
with
in that way.
Yeah, but are you with Michelle?
No, I'm with.
You're all getting tangled up here.
Anyway, get your wire away from me.
It's all tangulated. All
right. Craig just wants
do your
to
plug
touch
and let's
I don't touch my
wrappers. Move closer.
Yes, anyway, yes, I'm
put
with Auto Pacific.
In.
Feel free to visit us at autopacific.com or...
But you can't see anything if you go to autopacific.com unless you're a member.
Terrible.
So really you're supposed to go
to... No, that's eautopacific.com.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But then there's Vehicle Voice where your reviews are.
Yeah.
Is there an Auto Atlantic?
No.
Why? You could open an East Coast branch.
How about Auto Lake Superior?
A little cold up there. But Dave, thanks for making the trip down to the Farmington Hills.
Thank you. No, up from Ann Arbor.
Oh, that's right.
Or over.
Yeah, that's... You're down a spell.
Yeah.
In the arbors. Anyway, Shelley Naranjo.
Yes.
Or Naran...
Banjo.
Naran Banjo.
I added the banjo.
Banjo.
Okay.
I understand. You're with Auto Bytel.
I am with... I'm with Auto Bytel.
He got it right! Winner! And how are things going there? You're working with Jeff. You're working with a whole slew of great people.
I got a whole slew of great people. But we do actually have a partnership with Dave's Auto Pacific. So we have...
I don't know anything about it, though.
He gets completely left out of it because they let him do his own thing.
Yeah.
But so this week we actually have the announcement of the Ideal Vehicle Awards. Coming out on Tuesday morning.
Look how pretty your website is.
I know, look how beautiful that site is.
It'd be pretty.
Show
I'm
wheel.
Driving right now.
I thought you had an Impreza.
We do. It starts with the Impreza and it moves to the ST.
It
and
rotates.
Then it
goes, yeah.
The color combinations of the site are very pleasing.
There
Thank
it is.
Thank you. We tried to make it look a little bit different since everyone started looking the same.
Well, Michelle, thank you for coming to town just to be on the Roundabout Show. I know that's the only reason you came.
I told you I came to be with you.
I know.
I thought it was me.
Get that focus warmed up.
Me. We're not talking to in the car.
We got to thank all the way at the end of the table here. Our good
Craig's
friend.
Getting so shy.
It's bashful.
He's so happy to have you back.
Rabbi.
Craig doesn't like it when I look him in the eye.
Rabbi Stephen J. Ewing. With Autoblog, the test fleet manager, editor at large.
Not at large. I'm here.
There.
I'm here.
Around. So, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks for chauffeuring Michelle.
Absolutely.
I understand you drove her in the Audi.
I did. That's really the only reason why I'm here, because Michelle needed a ride.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to come back. It's okay.
Well, he knows you guys didn't want to invite him.
So I just sort of showed up.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you came. It was okay.
Yeah, it was
It's not a bad time to be had. We thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work with the Audible.
Gasp.
Trying.
Moist. We got to thank Carla Hall, of course. Bob Hall.
Thanks, Bob.
Of Hall versus Hall fame.
Yes, yes. Is there another one of those coming up? Didn't we recorded like 743 of them, didn't we?
Yeah, Ben's just got to get time to edit those. So
okay, no worries.
Yeah, so like never.
It's yeah,
I hope
just
that's okay.
Just as long as
Ben, you have okay timetable.
The Route 10. Vote for Route 10 destruction.
Yes,
he's on dial up modem.
Do a little
dial up.
Yeah.
From Bob is on dial-up right now.
Oh, my mic fell off again. All right, but thank you, Bob, for coming on.
We can't let Craig, the broadcaster general, get away with murder.
No. It's 100% safe, Bob.
If you want to... No one has any idea what we're talking about.
And it's probably better that way.
But if you want some fun, do a little search on the Facebook-aroo for Cyrus Clayton. Cyrus Clayton, and then become his friend.
If he accepts.
If he accepts. He's a rather coarse man.
He needs all the friends he can get right now, I can tell you.
Anyway, Bob, thanks so much. Thank you for coming on the program. We will have you back again, and that is a promise.
See you guys. Pleasure to be here.
Yes. Glad you could do it.
Bye.
And last but not least, we got to thank Benema, the producer.
Benema.
Yay.
Clap. You're getting us started
nice.
On time. Oh. Wait.
Providing.
No, Ben, thanks for your technical
excellent
expertise.
Hospitality.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
And wrapping things up, we got to remind you once more about the Roundabout Game Night coming up on August the 4th and 20th. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can RizVip on our Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/roundaboutshow. And remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 if you're out west with Michelle.
Hey, look at that admin panel.
Hey.
Yeah.
And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and of course, Autoline Daily. wrapping things up.
Game night has a...
Oh, wow. I think Michelle's a maybe.
Well, no, because I'm actually going to probably stay on in Park City that week. So I'm...
You can still call in, Michelle.
Yeah, it says you're saying something very inappropriate in your comment there.
I know.
Utah. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We will talk to you then.
Son of a bitch.
There it is.
I'm glad that you didn't play my little clip.
So I had a hard time locating sound drops.
Good.
Really?
Ben, you know what we got to do.
What did we do?
The chat room.
Oh, that sounds...
Thank you, chat room.
You know what that sounds like to me? Mm. It just sounds so...
It's so badass.
What?
So badass.
There it is. Do it again,
I didn't
Dave.
Hear that. What was that?
So badass.
That's second after the son of a bitch.
I want that as my text message tone.